welcome to another episode of the Extraordinary Moms Podcast. I'm Jessica Dahlquist, your host, and every Tuesday I interview a different mom who shares their motherhood journey and the lessons they've learned along the way. If I've learned anything from interviewing such a wide range of moms, it's that no two extraordinary moms look the same. We all have a story to tell, and we are all mothering in our own way. So let's celebrate that and learn from one another. Thanks for listening, and if you like what you hear, please share the show with a friend. So today I'm talking to you from sunny Southern California. The boys and I made the move, like I mentioned in last week's episode, to start school on time and everything, and it's a super long story. I was on Facebook Live last Friday talking about it, and if you didn't see that previously, here's the Clips Notes version. We were waiting any day for my husband to get orders, and we were told that he was either going to get a job in Ventura, California, or in San Diego. And they were hoping to fill the Ventura job, but the San Diego thing was the backup. And really, San Diego was our first choice, and so we were so hopeful that actually the first job would fall through. But in the event that we didn't know what was going on, and I was anxious to get the kids into school, we decided at the very last minute that it was in our best interest to pack as much of the house up as we could right before I left, book flights, and move out 2 days before school started in San Diego. And so right now I'm living with my parents in San Diego, and we were hoping that in the best case scenario, we were setting the kids up for success and we were going to be moving to San Diego long term. And worst case scenario, we were doing our huge move across the country before school started, and then if we had to move again, it would only be 3 hours away. So, of course, I mean, you could probably guess what happened. It's the military. School started on a Tuesday. Parker was so excited. He headed off to first grade. We were so amped up. We're walking to school, which if you don't walk to school, I'm now realizing how valuable that is. Not having to wait in the carpool lines and just to get that fresh air. I just love it so much. So dropped him off at school, and then 2 hours later, we got the call. We're moving to Ventura. Of course we are. But I mean, I still think that we made the right choice in moving out here ahead of time. It's really helping us to ease the transition. We're used to this time zone. It's still going to be several more weeks, like 6 to 8 more weeks before we ultimately move up there. But we can much more easily house hunt. Now our car's been shipped out here. It's just going to be so much easier moving 3 hours away from here versus moving from all the way on the opposite coast. So thank you for your well wishes and everything. People are so kind hearing about me moving, and it's hard. It's exhausting. It takes everything out of you, but I feel like the light at the end of the tunnel is near, and we're just kind of, things are finally starting to add up, and we're starting to be able to picture our new life out here. So we're really excited and whatnot. So here we are. But anywho, if you don't already follow me, you can get more information about my family and my whereabouts and also about the podcast at JessicaDahlquist3. And and on Facebook, I'm there at Extraordinary Moms Podcast and also at my website, extraordinarymomspodcast.com. So it is the last Friday of the month. Can you believe it's the last Friday in August? Whew, August went so fast for me. So we wanted to honor our Extraordinary Mom of the Month, and we had so many awesome nominations. Thank you so much for telling me all about your amazing friends that you have. It was so hard to choose an Extraordinary Mom, and I just went with my gut and had a wonderful conversation today with Chrissy Richards, our Extraordinary Mom of the Month. So let's get to my conversation with Chrissy and award her our Extraordinary Mom of the Month award. All right, I want to welcome Chrissy Richards to the show. Hi, Chrissy.
Hi.
How's it going?
Great. How are you doing?
Good. Great, great. Well, you may have never heard of this podcast before. Do you listen to podcasts?
Do you know what's funny? I listened to a couple of yours this morning, and those are the first two podcasts I've listened to in my life of any kind.
There you go.
So I am brand new to podcasts.
Well,
thanks
good.
For introducing me to them.
Yeah, you are welcome. Well, it's a great way to multitask, and for me at least, like audiobooks, it's a little too long for my phase of life. Mm-hmm. So I like podcasts because it's shorter doses of information and just, I don't know, I love podcasts. So maybe this will awesome. Get you on the podcast train. But anyhow,
yeah.
You were nominated for our Extraordinary Mom of the Month Award. And every week on the show, I interview different moms who share their motherhood journeys and the lessons that they've learned along the way. And then once a month, we honor a random mom that gets nominated by somebody who just thinks they're extraordinary. And so your friend Lindsay, she nominated you. And I'm just going to read what she said about you. She says, Chrissy has been my hero since I was a kid. She has five beautiful kids, and they all radiate happiness. I know it's because of her happy, upbeat, and positive attitude and outlook on life. The family she grew up in was the same way, and their love and happiness is contagious.
Oh, thank you so much.
That's so great. Well, if you could just give me a little background on your family. I mean, obviously she says you have five kids, but what are the age ranges and where are you living? And tell me a little bit about your life.
So we live in Texas right now. My kids are, my oldest one just started her junior year in high school. She's 16. Mm-hmm. And my baby is six. She's in the first grade. Mm-hmm. So I have four girls and a boy, and they are all just incredibly different from each other, and it's really fun to see how they're different, how they are not as I expected that they would just become mini myself.
Right.
You know, and so I think that's been one of the neatest parts about being a mother is just seeing, okay, as they're developing their own talents and skills and their own unique way of serving others and hopefully someday making a difference in the world.
Yeah.
So that's been, I think, the most exciting part about being a mother, but also really kind of scary and sometimes frustrating as well. We're a military family, so we have lived, my kids have gone to school all over the country and in Germany, and they've seen a lot of things, and I think one of the best parts about the military is that you get to move around and be introduced to just incredible people of all different cultures and religions and interests. And then that's also the hardest part is packing up and moving and the stress that comes from that. You're a military family as well, so you know how that goes. And the scariness for the kids to be the new person again.
Right.
And so, I don't know. I feel like this life is, I grew up in the same hometown and had best friends that I grew up with, and I think that's, there's so many amazing things that come from that.
Yeah.
And so this is a totally different life that my kids are living.
Yeah. Well, I have a question about that. So my four-year-old, we just moved from the East Coast back to the West Coast, and my four-year-old is having a really hard time. My husband's still on the East Coast, and so that separation is hard right now. And he's more sensitive and shy and just has a harder time just kind of like rolling with things. Do you have any kids like that? And how have you kind of helped them to kind of ease that transition? Because, I mean, you can't change who they are, how they feel about things, but you just want to help them through those things the best way that you can. Do you have any tips for that?
Oh, that is such a great question. I'm just trying to think of one of my children who's one of my oldest ones, I would probably say was most, that change may have been most difficult for her.
Yeah.
But now I don't know that it is. I think that because she's practiced it so many times, she goes into a new place knowing it's going to be lonely and knowing that she's not going to have friends for a little bit or that things are going to be different, but I don't think she's afraid of it.
Hmm.
Like maybe she would have been if she, her first time moving was at 16.
Right.
So I think maybe just practice, I don't know, and being able to get out and realize that there are amazing people everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with that. And I think I'm trying to model that as well. You know, if they can see me adapting and just going with the flow, I'm hoping that kind of that will rub off on them. But, you know, kids are resilient, way more resilient than oftentimes adults are. I know they definitely transitioned better to Virginia than I did, but it's amazing that what kids can do.
That is absolutely true. Every time we move, I'm so worried about my kids and, oh, are they going to meet friends and everything? And then about 2 weeks in, they've been at school, they meet all these super cool friends, and I was like, oh, wait.
It'll be fine. Yes, yes.
And you're right.
There is a big wide world out there. There's so many neat people to meet. And there's, you know, obviously benefits of having roots and being stable in one place. But then there's great blessings and great growth that can come from moving around too. So it's hard. It's hard and it's great all at the same time. Kind of like motherhood.
Yeah. Well, and I also feel like it with the kids that I've seen who've also done the transition, I think ones that have a special interest seem to do well if they're in the orchestra and they mm-hmm. move into the next location and they kind of have friends that way or
right.
into a sport.
Yeah, and don't you have to do that same thing sometimes? You're like, okay, here we go. New place, new grocery store. Here I go.
Yeah, here you go.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny that you say new grocery store? When you were saying helping to model to the kids, and I do think, and this is not just for people who move around a lot, I think just in general, I think that there is this really great skill in learning to meet people who are not, you wouldn't necessarily meet any other way
mm-hmm.
by opening your heart and your conversations in unusual places.
Yeah.
I met one of my very best friends ever from Albuquerque in McDonald's, and my child started eating her French fries, and we... It's really funny. I just talked to her this morning, and it's been 15 years. So,
oh, wow.
You know, I do think that that is also something to show our kids that we don't have to be afraid of people who are different or people who we don't know. That's just a matter of, you know,
right.
getting to know people. So
I love that. I love that. Since this is a mom's podcast, what do you love most about motherhood? You previously talked about, you know, embracing their individuality and everything like that. Is that what stands out? Is there anything else that you just love about being a mom?
Something I have thought about just recently, parenting teenagers is just a whole different ballgame than when I had 5 little kids, 10 and under.
Yeah.
That was just busy and exciting and wonderful in a different way, and then having teenagers where they really are wanting to spread their wings a little bit, and they're asking more questions.
And it is hard, like, as you know, you have these children under your wing at home full time, and then suddenly you're sending them off into school, and then I can't even fathom having a driver in my family. You know, like, that's just a whole nother level of trust and
yeah.
openness and everything. I feel like my oldest is 6 right now, and already I'm starting to see things like, oh, I have to tell him about something before it gets to the point where he finds it out somewhere else or sees it somewhere yeah. else or whatever. How do you go about sharing things that are hard or uncomfortable or potentially scary, like, you know, just stranger danger and, you know, things like that, without wanting to, like, put ideas in their head or scare them too much? Have you had that kind of, those kinds of talks with your kids? And how do you best prepare them for what's real in the world without, you know, I don't know, oversharing or undersharing? And I'm just so stressed about that right now.
You know what's funny? I think it's the most important is being able to answer their questions in a way that is not defensive, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not really as natural for me. If we live in a place where our kids feel comfortable asking us questions,
mm-hmm.
then we don't have to fear so much. For example, one of the big hot topics right now is pornography.
Yeah.
And if we are able to talk about it in a way that's not shameful or not... That they would be able to come to you and talk to you about it and say, you know, well, I read something about this or I saw this, and be able to have a calm, open conversation.
Right.
And about, you know, feelings we have about each other and being able to say, you know, it's okay to feel angry when someone does something, but how do we react to it?
Right.
Or instead of, you know, I think as a mother, we just want our kids to just be happy all the time and let things go or whatever. And it really is most important to just be able to be open and discuss
yeah.
hard things with them.
And that has to start early. You know, like that you can't just suddenly expect your 15-year-old to communicate with you openly if you haven't practiced that their whole life.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's, I like that.
I will also say that I do think that different kids are more open and willing to discuss things than others.
Yeah.
Just by nature.
Right.
So I do think that some kids, you do have to ask more questions and not just wait for them to come.
Yeah. So. Right. Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Asking your kids questions and not letting them off the hook when you say like, well, how is school? And they say fine. And then they stop,
yeah.
You know, like asking the follow-up questions, asking more directed, not yes or no questions, but, and show them like you actually do care about their answers. It's not just like a standard, how's your day? Good. Done. You know, moving on. I just think you're an extraordinary mom and I just want you to feel validated today in that. So many times our job is just like monotonous and groundhog day after day and everything. But really, Chrissy, like pat yourself on the back. You're doing extraordinary work in the life of your kids. Well, I always ask my guests one final question and it's this.
Okay.
What would you tell your pre-motherhood self?
Oh my. I would probably just say to just surround yourself with people who are positive or unique and different from you. Like, don't be afraid to get out of your comfort zone and learn new things. And then I guess just to enjoy it, you know, that when your kids are little, the days seem long and the years fly by and, you know, so I guess, and to surround yourself by people who enjoy your children.
Yeah.
Too.
I like that.
That does make a difference when you have other people that love them and enjoy them as well.
Right. Right. That's so awesome. Well, this has been a pleasure, Chrissy. Thank you so much. You're our extraordinary mom of the month. So congratulations. And I hope that you continue to be a podcast listener now.
I am new. Yay. So that would be awesome. I will.
So
thank you so much.
Thank you. I hope you have an awesome day.
Thanks. You too.
I loved that conversation with Chrissy so much. I loved how we got a perspective of a mom who has a range of ages in her family and how different parenting a child that's 6 years old looks from a child that's 16. And I love how we talked about you have to start that open communication young. You can't expect them to be open with you if you have not been there for them and inquisitive into their lives earlier on. Establish that routine and that trust early on. And when the big things come later on and you're hoping they will come to you, they will ask you questions instead of seeking the world's advice on things, that is how you do it, by starting young. And if you have older kids right now, it's never too late, but the best chance you have is when they're young and developing those good relationships and those good habits. So thanks, Chrissy, and thank you so much for that nomination. I love getting all the nominations at the end of each month. It is so fun to go through them, and it's so hard to pick a winner, but it's a great job to have. I love it. I love that problem. There's amazing moms all around us that we can learn from, be encouraged by, and you are probably one of those moms as well. So thanks always for listening, and I hope you got a lot out of that conversation with Chrissy. So next Tuesday, we have a great episode with Jen Hatsung, who is one of the co-hosts of the podcast She Percolates. It's so funny because I originally met Jen when I was listening to her podcast and found out that she lived in the same area that I did. And so I reached out to her as a new podcaster and said, hey, I'd love some tips. And she was so kind to meet with me. And she has a darling little 8-month-old girl named Ellie, and she's going to chat with me about her road of infertility until she finally had her sweet girl. She's going to talk about motherhood identity and the challenges that come with being a new mom. And whether you're a new mom right now or you are just feeling nostalgic over your new motherhood days, it doesn't matter if you have one child or 10. We can all relate to those common challenges of being a new mom, being sleep deprived, trying to figure everything out like it's the very first time, whether it is or not. It's a fabulous conversation, and I can't wait for you to tune in on Tuesday for that conversation with Jen. And also going into the end of the fall season, I'm looking for sponsors for the show. Every week I put out this content free to you guys, and I'm so happy to do that. But as I'm, you know, interviewing moms and editing and putting up the website and everything, it would really help to offset some of those costs by having some sponsors. So if you think you have a product or you're a company that fits with the mission of Extraordinary Moms Podcast, maybe you have a child product or a product for moms or a platform where you're trying to reach out to an audience like mine, I would love for you to reach out to me. Email me at jessica@extraordinarymomspodcast.com. Let me know what your business is, and I'll give you more information about sponsoring the show. I really want to continue doing this and bringing you these new and inspiring guests every week, and that would just really help me to keep it going. I have some great guests lined up for the rest of the fall and then also even into the new year. I love it. I love it so much. This is the best job ever. So thanks for tuning in every week. I hope you have an awesome weekend and can't wait to bring you a new episode on Tuesday with another extraordinary mom. Have a great day.